Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memor by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis, the last Daf in Maseches Kedushin, and the last Daf in Seder Nashim. Today's Daf is sponsored as a schus for all the hostages that they be freed, for those wounded, that they should have a refuah shleima, and as a schus for all the chayalim that they should be protected and matzliach in their mission. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the final Mishnah, Rebmer says, Olam yilamed adam es beno umenos nekiya v'kala. A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. And he should pray to he to whom all wealth and possessions belong. For there is no trade that does not include poverty and wealth. Because neither poverty nor wealth is the result of a trade. Rather, everything depends on one's merit. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, have you ever seen a wild animal or bird that has a trade? Yet they are sustained without trouble, and they were only created to serve me, and I was created to serve my master. Now does it not follow that I should be sustained without trouble? El Shaharati Masai, however, I corrupted my deeds, Vikipaktis Panasasi, and ruined my sustenance. In a bright story, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that he never saw a deer that produced fig cakes, nor a lion that was a porter, nor a fox that was a storekeeper, yet they're all sustained without trouble. Point number two, Rebbe said in a brisa, there's no trade that ceases to exist. Rashi explains that whether the trade is clean or repulsive, there will always be people interested in learning it as long as the world has a need for it. Ashri misha roas hora b'umanos ma'ula, fortunate is he who sees his parents in a superior trade. Oila misha roas hora b'umanos baguma, and woe is he who sees his parents in an inferior trade. Similarly, the world requires both perfume merchants and tanners. Ashe misha umenuso basam, fortune is he who is a perfume merchant, but oilo misha umenuso burski, and woe is he who is a tanner. The world cannot exist without both males and females. Ashe misha ban of zecharim, fortune is he whose children are males, but oilo misha ban of nekevos, woe is he whose children are females. And point number three, Nebraisa Rabbi Norai says, Maniacha nikol umeno shiba olam, I put aside every trade in the world, and I only teach my son Torah, because every trade only provides for a person in his youth when he can perform it, but in his old age, he's left exposed to hunger. But Torah is not so. It stands by a man in his youth, and gives him a future and a hope in his old age, because he receives reward for previous study, even if he's too sick or old to do so. Regarding one's youth, the pasuk says, "Vakovi Hashem yachalifu koach yalu evak in the sharim," and those who hope in Hashem shall renew their strength; they shall sprout wings like eagles. Regarding one's old age, the pasuk says, "Od yinuvim b'seva d'shenim v'ranim yihyu," they will still be fruitful in old age, vigorous and fresh they will be. So once again, the three points are number one. In the final Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, Lom yilamed adam es beno umenos nekiya v'kala. A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. Vispal lo misha oshav v'nechasim shalo. And he should pray to he to whom all wealth and possessions belong. Sheim umeno she'em ba'anias v'ashiras. For there's no trade that does not include poverty and wealth. Shalo anias mina umenos v'ashiras mina umenos. Because neither poverty nor wealth is a result of a trade. El akol lefi zchuso. Rather, everything depends on one's merit. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, have you ever seen a wild animal or bird that has a trade? Yet they are sustained without trouble, and they were only created to serve me, and I was created to serve my master. Now does it not follow that I should be sustained without trouble? El Shaharati Masai, however, I corrupted my deeds, Vikipaktis Panasasi, and ruined my sustenance. In a bright story, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that he never saw a deer that produced fig cakes, nor a lion that was a porter, nor a fox that was a storekeeper, yet they're all sustained without trouble. Point number two, Rebbe said in a brisa, Enocha umenosho veres mina olam. There's no trade that ceases to exist. Rashi explains that whether the trade is clean or repulsive, there will always be people interested in learning it as long as the world has a need for it. Ashri misha roas hora b'umenos ma'ula. Fortune is he who sees his parents in a superior trade. Oila misha roas hora b'umenos paguma. And woe is he who sees his parents in an inferior trade. Similarly, the world requires both perfume merchants and tanners. Ashe misha umenuso basam, fortune is he who is a perfume merchant, but oilo misha umenuso burski, and woe is he who is a tanner. The world cannot exist without both males and females. Ashe misha ban of zecharim, fortune is he whose children are males, but oilo misha ban of nekevos, woe is he whose children are females. And point number three, a brisa, Rabbi Norai says, Maniacha nikol umeno shiba olam. I put aside every trade in the world, and I only teach my son Torah, because every trade only provides for a person in his youth when he can perform it, but in his old age, he's left exposed to hunger. But Torah ain't okay, but Torah is not so. Omedes lo adam be'esiel duso, it stands by a man in his youth, but nosenes lo achris v'tikva be'esik nuso, and gives him a future and a hope in his old age because he receives reward for previous study, even if he's too sick or old to do so. Regarding one's youth, the Pasuk says, V'kovi Hashem yachalifu koach, yalu evrik in the sharim, and those who hope in Hashem shall renew their strength, they shall sprout wings like eagles. Regarding one's old age, the Pasuk says, Od yinuvim b'seva d'sheinim v'ranenim yihiyu. They will still be fruitful in old age, vigorous and fresh they will be. Alright, so now we got our siman daf pei beis, and our standard siman is peanut butter. Peanut butter, so here goes. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, was jealous of the boy whose father put aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah. Once again, slow motion. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business. Peanut butter? That must mean we're on daf pei beis. The boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, which reminds us in the final mission of the Masechta, Rav Meir says, Lom yilamed adonis beno umenos nekiya bakala. A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade, and he should daven to he whom all wealth and possessions belong, for there's no trade that does not include poverty and wealth, because neither poverty nor wealth is a result of a trade, el kol v'fiz chuso. Rather, everything depends on one's merit. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, which reminds us, it was taught, Ashrei mi shero es hora b'umanos ma'ula. Fortune is he who sees his parents in a superior trade. Oy lo mi shero es hora b'umanos paguma. And woe is he who sees his parents in an inferior trade. Similarly, the world requires both perfume merchants and tanners. Fortune is he who is a perfume merchant, and woe is he who is a tanner. So the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, was jealous of the boy whose father put aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah, which reminds us, in a brayso, Rabbi Noroi says, Maniach ani kol umenos shebaolam, I put aside every trade in the world, ve'eni melamed es bini ela Torah, and I only teach my son Torah, because every trade only provides for a person in his youth when he can perform it, but in his old age, he's left exposed to hunger. But Torah is not so. Omedes lo adam be'ez yalduso, it stands by a man in his youth, v'nosenes lo achris v'tikva be'ez zignuso, and gives him a future and a hope in his old age, because he receives reward for previous study, even if he's too sick or old to do so. So once again, the boy whose father taught him the peanut butter business, since it was a clean and easy trade, who felt bad for his friend whose father worked as a tanner, was jealous of the boy whose father put aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah. Hadron Olach, Maseches Kedushin, Meseder Nashim. Mazel tov, everyone, on being Mesayim. Maseches Kedushin, the 20th Masechta in this Daf Yomi Maksur, a grand total of 81 blot, 243 points, now organized in our mind for efficient review and long-term retention, using some money, and for completing the third Seder and Shas Seder Nashim, a total of 7 Masechta, 605 blot, and we covered specifically 1,815 topics. May Kosh Baruch Hu continue to bench us with Hatzlach in our learning and Chazar, and may we continue to go Mechal Chal as we begin the next Seder, Seder Nezik, and Bizoch to make a Kinyan on all of Shas together with Simanim. All right, so now it's time for 4 blot back Chazara. Daf Ayin Ches. So the Simon Daf Ayin Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The little boy who would usually go, ach, boy going, ach, that must be on daf, ein ches, ach. The little boy who would usually go, ach, with his veggies, took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding kidesh loke, which reminds us, Abai says, kidesh loke, if a kohen married a woman prohibited to kohanim, he incurs malchus even without relations. Baal loke, if he had relations, he incurs malchus even without marrying her. The former is for violating lo yikach, he shall not take, meaning marriage, and the latter is for violating lo yichalel, he shall not profane her. Ravi says he only incurs malchus for relations after marriage because the Torah juxtaposes prohibitions to teach matam lo yikach, what's the reason he shall not take, mishum lo yichalel, because the Torah commands he shall not profane. So the little boy who would usually go ach with his veggies took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding kidesh loke and instead uses vegetables to enact a kohen marrying a little convert, which reminds us Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that a convert herself is permitted to a kohen if she was converted before the age of 3. He supports this from Moshe's telling the soldiers who fought against Midian that they could spare the girls below the age of 3 for themselves, and Pinchas, a Kohen, was among those soldiers. So the little boy who would usually go, ugh, with his veggies, took advantage of the fact that his father was arguing with a friend regarding kidesh loke, and instead uses vegetables to enact a Kohen marrying a little convert, and a father saying his son is a mamzer, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who says, Benizeh mamzer, this son of mine is a mamzer, he's not believed even if the mother agrees, and even if the child has not yet been born. Rav Yehuda holds that the father is believed. A braisa darshens the word yakir, he shall recognize his firstborn son to teach, yakirenu lacherim, he can identify him to others. From here, Rav Yehuda derived that a father is believed to identify his firstborn, and even to say he's a chalal or mamzer. The Chachamim say he's not believed to disqualify his son, and Rav explains that they derive from Yakir that a father can identify his firstborn son where it's unknown. Daf Ayin Tes, the Siman Daf Ayin Tes is an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be more in Daf Ayin Tes, 8, pen. The sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Kicha Aviya Bederach, if a girl's father married her off on the road, Vikicha Atzma Be'ir, and she later accepted Kedushin herself in the city, Harayi Bulgaris, and now she's found to be a Bulgaris, a full adult, Rav says, Harayi Bulgaris with a name. Behold, she's a Bulgaris before us, and is assumed to have been so before the father's Kedushin. So the father's Kedushin is invalid, and her own is valid. Shmuel says, Chayshin L'Kedushe Shneim, we are concerned for both marriages because we're unsure when she became a Bulgaris. So the sof who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he knows the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw, which reminds us Shmuel's challenge from a Mishnah. If a mikveh was measured and found lacking 40 saw, all tamei kelim which were immersed in it and any foods prepared in them are tamei even if the suffix occurred in Rishus Rabim, a public domain where sfeikos are normally ruled tahor. This proves that the current deficient mikveh is assumed with certainty to have been deficient earlier. The Gemara concludes, Hasim Tarti L'Re'usa. Regarding a mikveh, there are two weaknesses against assuming a later deficiency. The Kelim's earlier tummy status and the mikveh's current deficient status. Hacha Chadu L'Re'usa. Regarding the Bulgaris, there's only one weakness against assuming a later change to Bugris, her current status of Bugris. So it remains a suffix. So the sofer who married a Bulgaris after her father married her off on the road was distressed when he knows the mikveh he was usually toveling before working was lacking 40 saw. Just as the customer entered the shop who just returned from overseas with his wife and children, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who went overseas with his wife and returns with his wife and children and says, the wife who went overseas with me is this one, and these are her children from me, he doesn't need to prove her yichus since it was proven at their marriage, nor of their children since they are soon to be theirs. If he returns with only children, saying that his wife died, he must prove the children are from his wife. Daf Pei, so the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be more in Daf Pei. The painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and sreifa, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says, Malkin al Chazakos, we administer malkos based on legal presumptions, and Solkin v'sorfin al Chazakos, we execute by stoning and burning based on legal presumptions. This second ruling is based on Rabbi Baravuna's statement that in a case where a man, woman, young boy, and young girl all grew up in the same house, creating the unproven presumption that their parents and their children, niskalin za'alzeh, they are stoned to death because of each other, meaning if the boy has relations with a woman, presumed to be his mother, and they're burned to death because of each other, meaning if the girl has relations with the man, presumed to be her father. So the painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and sreifa that he didn't notice his son playing with some dough next to a dead sheretz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Sorfina chazakos, we burn truma based on legal presumptions indicating it became tameh. But Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein sorfina chazakos, we do not burn truma based on legal presumptions. This parallels another machukas they have. A Mishnah teaches that if a child is found near a dough and the dough is in his hand, Reb Meir rules the dough tower and the Chachamim say it's tameh. Mifnei shedarko sholtino katapea, because it's the way of a child to play with shratzim and garbage heaps, rendering him tameh, and by extension the dough he appears to have touched. So the painter was so engrossed in painting a picture of what was presumed to be a family about to get skila and sreifa that he didn't notice his son playing with some dough next to a dead sheretz, nor the woman secluded in a room next door with two men. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches the laws of yichud. A man may not be in yichud with two women, but a woman may be in yichud with two men. A braisa explains the distinction between two men and two women, because women's minds are light to be persuaded, and both may agree to sin. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Siman Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be on Daf Pei Aleph. The grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in yichud at home with a plumber, which reminds us, Rav said malkin al yichud. We administer rabbinical malkus for yichud, bein ostrin al yichud, but do not forbid a married woman to her husband based on yichud. Rav Ashi said that even malkus are not given to a married woman, lest people think she committed adultery and receive malkus because the death penalty is not applicable today, and that her children are mamzerim. Rava said, Bala Be'ir ain't choshishim ishim yichud. If her husband is in the city, we're not concerned about yichud since she's afraid that her husband may come at any time. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home, with a plumber, intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb. Which reminds us, the Brice explains the pasuk, Isha hafeiram Hashem yislach la, her husband revoked her nadarim, and Hashem will forgive her, as referring to a woman who violated her nadarim without knowing they were revoked, and it implies she requires forgiveness. Rabbi Akiva would weep when reaching this pasuk and say, if someone intended to eat pork and lamb's meat came to his hand, meaning he intended to eat non-kosher but mistakenly ate kosher, the Torah says it requires atonement and forgiveness, as evidenced by a woman whose nadarim were revoked, than someone who intended to eat pork and did all the more so. So the grandpa who was in the city when his wife was in Yichud at home, with the plumber, intended to sin and eat pork, but mistakenly ate lamb, while visiting his sister alone in her home. Which reminds the Mishnah taught that one may be secluded with his mother or daughter. Rav Asi said, a man may be secluded occasionally with his sister, but may not reside alone with her. But he may reside alone with his mother or daughter because he's not tempted to sin with them. Shmuel said, it's forbidden to be secluded with all arayos in the Torah, even with an animal. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss positions of authority for Gerim? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good number 2. Which daf do you discuss when one returning from Medina Siyam must prove his wife's and children's yichus? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good number 3. Which daf do you learn about needing kapara for intent to do an avera, like in the case of one who intended to eat pork but ate kosher meat? That's on daf Pay off. Good number 4. Which daf do you learn that Rabbi Nirai said that he set aside every trade in the world and only taught his son Torah? That's on daf Pay base. Good number 5. Which daf do you learn a man may be in Yichud occasionally with his sister, but he can't live alone with her? That's on daf Pay off. Good number 6. Which daf do you learn a kohen who has relations with a triple amana is only chai of one set of malchus? That's on daf Ayin Zayin. Good number 7. Which daf do you learn a person should always teach his son an umanus nakiy of a kala, a clean and easy trade? That's on daf Pay base. Good number 8. Which of them Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds that a kohen is permitted to a convert who converted before the age of 3? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good number 9. Which of them learn, woe is he that sees his parent in an inferior trade, like a burski, like a tanner? That's on daf Pay base. Good number 10. Which of them learn, we give malchus based on chazakos, and we give skila and sreifa based on chazakos? That's on daf Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.